Beloved Baba, after feeling off the hook for some days, new layers of cooking are unfolding. I've been living very split feelings in the last days. On one hand, I felt blessed to be at your feet. On the other, a big resistance to go deeper into silence. In the first session of Markala, many characters or memories came to me. An old cranky man, a child playing in the woods innocently without knowing that was near, a witch, a man with physical disabilities, a dark being whose front was in my back, a prisoner left to rot in a solitary cell. Suddenly I realize I have been suffering so much during so many lives. What a blessed life this is. What a blessed moment I am living, bowing at your feet. That's it, Asad. You have to go through these things to realize. So many lives we've been lost. And it's very easy to miss. Even here it's easy to miss if you are not very alert. And that's why it helps to remember these things so many times. And that's why I designed this Mahakala, because for some people it triggers something from the past. So you can relive these things. I felt so much life and joy inside of me. And then I saw myself in the Himalayas, in a Buddhist temple, living a simple but deeply joyful life as a monk. There was another monk too, with such a vibrant energy and such a beautiful smile. I felt so close to him. Was that you, Babaji? I've been a lot in the Himalayas, and there is a fact that love, if something has touched you, your very core of your being, that your heart, your soul has felt, that will guide you. Because it's something that you are longing for, to come closer. So that's why I say, be careful what you love in this life. So if you love God, if you love love, then that will bring you on. If you love power, if you love money, then that will take you on. That will be your future life. So this came up. No, you felt so close, so much energy, so beautiful. No, maybe this has brought you here. Now is the time to start again. This felt like a big yes to life inside of me. But on the other hand, I've been having a hard time going deeper into silence. Sometimes I feel very sleepy during the sitting. Or throughout the day, I feel I'm growing in a completely new direction, out of my comfort zone. You have to go beyond your comfort zone to get into the real comfort zone. That's the only way. Normally people live very shallow. So they have a very thin layer where their comfort is. If you go outside that, then you're uncomfortable. As you go deeper, if you have more understanding, you go deeper in yourself, go beyond your so-called limitations, then your comfort zone becomes much more vast. You can take much more, because you start remembering and plugging into a deeper layer of energy in you. After so many years of bioenergetics, I can handle my emotions cooking. boiling under pressure. But this is something else. I see how hard it is for the mind to surrender. Yes, you can do all the catharsis and bioenergetics and all the groups, but it's a different thing when you have to face yourself. Because there you can play any games. And only in the silence can you really face yourself. So, of course, this resistance will come up. But understanding it, then you can just laugh of it. Because this is the split we are in. You are longing to come closer, and at the same time you are afraid to come closer. Because what will happen as you go deeper into yourself, deeper into silence? It's like going into the abyss. You will disappear. But you have to face that fear, that lethargy, that comfort zone. Forgive me, Baba, but I even felt angry at you one night. I sat down and observed this, trying to see more. That is okay. It's bound to happen. The master has to be projected on, because all your ideas and your mind will come up. It's part of the purification. Only when you are not so identified with the mind, when you have seen through it, then it will fall by itself. But the nature of the mind is projection, comparing, fear, rejection, jealousy. All these games will come up. So even seeing it, it will still happen. It will happen till you are purified of the mind. All your unconsciousness will come up. And sometimes people are not strong enough in their spirit, in their heart, so then they get sucked into that. Again, you miss, which you have done many times before. And also this going into the silence can also be something from the past, from the Buddhist past. Because just to sit is pretty boring. No, I make it much more fun. They were sticking just to that. And that is not natural, just to sit 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. It's not natural. For some people, it could be. But that was the path of Buddha. It's very difficult, and especially for the modern man, because the mind is so evolved, so restless. In the past, for innocent people, more natural people, it's much more easy because the mind is not so strong. In the next morning, during dynamic, a very deep pain came, like I had no heart at all. But instead of going into anger, catharsis, I just surrender to this. This is the thing. You have to see that your heart is almost withered away. It's just embarrassing in a way to see that you can be angry with the master, with what you are longing for. You have to see through the mind. And you have to be on guard not to go that way. Because as a sannyasin, you want to be free. You want to go deeper into the love. You have to evolve. You have to go into yourself. And if you are not aware of these things, then the mind will find 1,000 different ways to pull you away. I just surrendered to this. Slowly my body went into shaking and it felt like an existence was taking care of me. The pain was gone and you were back. To be close to you is to be stretching my heart day after day. I have to stretch it because it becomes so tight. You have to, like a pizza door, you know? You have to stretch it. And you can't believe it. No, oh, oh. And sometimes you can even have physical pain. That is also normal. You feel like almost you're having a heart attack. Because the heart is really reviving itself, growing, breaking its limits. Sometimes it's hard, but then it feels so good. Yes, it is hard sometimes, but it's so worth it. These last months close to you have been such a gift. To be close to you is to be close to life itself. So much gratitude and love from this blossoming flower. Azad. The more you recognize yourself, the more you will recognize the Master. If you are not in contact with yourself at all, your true nature, how can you recognize the Master? It's impossible. So the closer you come to you yourself, the more you will recognize. And the more gratitude, the more peace, the more in tune, the less mind. The further away, the more projection, the more mind, the more illusions, the more chaos, and the more problems you create. So that's the whole work, trying in all ways to get you back to yourself so you can see things as they are. The Buddha says the Master endures insults and ill treatment. It's always been like that. But the Master endures insults and bad treatments. Without reacting, he endures, for his spirit is strong, like an army. Like an army of 100,000 people. That's the spirit of the Buddha. How can you win? Many times I say, how can you win? You are just one little, not integrated. The spirit of the Buddha is like an army. Seeing the futility of it, you give up. But the arrogant ego, the lost ego, is tries and tries and tries because it can't see. It's natural, it's always been like that. The Master always have to endure. Just out of his compassion, his love, he's willing to take all that insults, all that mind fog, all that stuff. But in your ignorance, you cannot see. You just focused on you. The Master endures insults and ill treatment without reacting, for his spirit is strong like an army. He doesn't need to react because it's just like water on oil. You are hurting yourself. So very good, Azad. Now you went through that. And you will remember more and more as you go deeper. Then you will also recognize more and more what a unique possibility you have in this life. Beloved Babaji, when I was working with some tools, making some wood, I saw myself in a moment of time making samurai swords, and very clearly you also came into the picture that I was making it for you. In gratitude, Chaitan. It also came very clear another time, I always wanted to take care of you. And very old feeling, so beautiful. Tears of gratitude for this life with you. If one has felt the totality and the heart and the soul is touched, then that will lead you. Nothing else will fulfill you then, because the heart, the nature of the heart is that it wants to take care, it wants to serve love. Nothing else will fulfill the heart. Only to serve love itself, to surrender to love. But forgetting that, we get lost in so many other things. So if you have been touched sometime, then hopefully that will guide you. That is deja vu, you relive with something. And this can only come when the ego is gone and the heart is opening. Because it's so strong, it's from your very soul. That is devotion. And this devotion can only come out of something so strong that the mind is left far, far, far beyond. Because your heart, your soul is much stronger than the mind. But only when that is touched, then this insight, this feeling, this realization will come forth. That is a reverence. You felt that reverence, that love. And you feel it now. And that is the only thing that is worth feeling. Here we go again. No, you don't need to make samurai swords because I'm finished chopping off head. No, I do it more subtle now. And I realized they don't get enlightened by cutting their heads anyway. I had to find new methods. And look now, all that mess. It's so much easier to cut the head, but it doesn't help you. No, he has to get all those projections instead, no? And then slowly, slowly, some people cut through, and then they are very happy. So that's how it is. Even for enlightened beings, it's not necessary to have the skill to talk about it. It's an art. Beloved Babaji, it is strange to observe the changes happening in me. My love for you grows stronger every day that I get the chance to be close to you. And it's such a different type of love, one that I'm still exploring. Yes, Pooja, it is a different love. It's a love that doesn't ask anything. It just gives. And only that is love. Where you can just be drowned in it. Today, while babysitting Koji, he showed such an immense happiness when he was discovering a photo of you on my mala. Laughing, saying Baba, Baba, pointing to his own photo of you hanging above his bed, giggling so and proudly repeating again and again, Baba, 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 Baba. He has also something he remembers. So funny how only a picture of you can make him so ecstatic. Yes, only a picture can make you ecstatic. If it's some recognition of that which is ecstatic. Because it goes beyond age and time. So that little one, he has that, and that's what I want to awaken you. Just this laughing, Baba, 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 and being ecstatic. And that's all you need to say. I understand his language much better than yours sometimes. The art of ecstasy. That is what is forgotten in people. The art of silence, the art of bliss. That he still has. And then he sees Baba, then he gets reminded then. The thing is, when you are so little, you cannot wait to grow up. Everything is so slow. You want to grow up so you can join in. Because still so little doesn't function in the grown-up world. So all little ones, and especially people like that, they want to grow up quick. But how to push it? It's impossible. You have to be patient. So that's how it is when you are little, then it doesn't go quick enough. And when you get older, then it goes too quick. Just enjoy the whole journey, not too quick, not too slow, just right. Beloved Master, today in satsang, everything was said about what I'm going to write. But I feel it's so important to share anyway. Yesterday when I was sitting and just watching the leaves moving in the wind, I suddenly felt so helpless, so empty, and I burst out crying and laughing of happiness, relief and compassion for myself, for this small human being who has been fighting for so long. In vain. Where is Asmita? No, you had also a good insight. That's what I just said. How can you fight? You will have to lose. Just in vain. Just relax and everything is just so nice. I saw myself sitting on the peak of a mountain, feeling the empty space around and inside me, and I had the crystal clear feeling that there is no other place to go, nothing else to do. I was just happy for having walked the path that brought me here, on this peak, and opened for the new to come. Thank you, beloved Master, for your loving and generous guidance, for your shining energy that dissipates all the darkness from a grateful and helpless heart. Your lover, Asmita. Very good. Now the fun starts. Only when you feel helpless, vulnerable, open, only then you can receive. Beloved, I have a longing to open up. I have been longing to come closer. I have a longing to let go. In satsang, I often get a tension in the solar plexus area, which can get so uncomfortable that I want to hide or run away. But I'm here now and I want to be free from it, so I can open up instead. Then I asked myself, what is it that I want to hide from? What is hidden behind this tension? It came to me that there is a lot of happiness and love in there that wants to be set free. It feels like something is already releasing as I'm writing this, and I have to hold my tears so I can finish this letter. But this is what I'm missing in life, more happiness and love. So I guess that can be what is hiding. I love you, Tirth. But you don't need to hide it anymore, Tirth. I know it. I know you love me, and there is a lot more joy and happiness there. But this is how it is to live in this society that we are living, and all these conditions. You have to have a safe place to just allow yourself. And not only that, but people who can recognize that. Otherwise, people think you are crazy. If you start loving and hugging them and laughing and kissing them, people will put you away then. But you have to let it out. I often get the tension in the solar plexus area, which can get so uncomfortable that I want to hide or run away. That's how it is. We want to just push it away because you don't know what will happen. But you have to face it. And the solar plexus is a very powerful energy center because it's pretty much halfway. So all that lower energy, it wants to go higher. It's like that. It's waiting for it. You are ripe now. You can't keep it down anymore. All that wants to become conscious, wants to be free. And you have to open up. So focus on that in your meditation also. Let it melt. And whatever will happen in whatever way, in laughing, in gibberish, in crying. And you can sit or lay on the floor. If your body is not so good, just lay or sit on the floor. Do gibberish and have one of those little balls, like a little Pilates ball. You, that can help also. So you're laying like that, like a bridge. You're opening this center. Because the whole musculature is also more closed. So it goes together. So you can help yourself in that way, laying like that and breathing into it, and see whatever is coming, tears or happiness or laughter. So you are assisting yourself. So when you want to hide for something or run for something, that means you don't want to deal with it. You just want to hold it down. No, you want the opposite. You want it to flower. You want to open up. Then you can do a lot for yourself to help it. So now you recognize first the areas in your physical body. Then you have to express that. Or even in meditation, it can get released just by consciousness that you have to play with. Just by becoming aware of something, it can pop. It's more an energetic thing. And that is great, because many times people are hiding for just more happiness, more bliss. There is no any anger or fear. It's just pure energy that wants to get flowing. I don't know how it is going in your life, Tirth, but follow your heart. And go wherever you feel is right for you, that it helps this. And you know you're always welcome here, you're always welcome to Brazil. And maybe your life will provide that everything can be changed also. Who knows? I can see you with a nice little cottage there in Brazil. Why not? Everything is possible. And I will put people to help you all the time. You can just lay in the hammock and I have somebody to swim. And you can just giggle. You can just laugh. And anybody who wants to be happy, they just go to that hammock. Okay? Don't worry, Tirth. I will take care of you. All I need is that you want, and you are longing for it. First, it's like we're repressing all of our negativity, but then you have to be aware, don't repress your joy, your silence, your bliss. Share it with the, it doesn't even need to be people, just share it energetically. Like the Buddhists, they have this after every meditation. They spread that silence, that love, that compassion to the whole world. Like you want to share the goodness, the bliss that you have felt. And in sharing, in opening, you expand. You're standing up for it. And your whole being will open. Because it's longing for it, it's waiting for it.